Introduction. A perfect day. Not counting bare-hand softball at recess and backyard wiffle ball, my first formal baseball game, nine guys on a side, everybody wearing a mitt, no electrical tape on the ball, was at a father and son picnic for the St. Mary's School Servers, the diocese's preferred term for altar boys. I stood out from the crowd because I was the kid without a father. In the 50s, in Wisconsin, especially among Catholics, divorce was a curiosity that appeared mainly in movies condemned by the Legion of Decency and occasionally on The Edge of Night, a daytime drama that came on at 3:30 in the afternoon, causing my grandmother to turn off the stove, abandon her rug sweeper, and unravel in front of the Motorola. There were, in fact, children of divorce in Toma, other than my sister and brother and me. These included the Dugan kids over on Jackson Street and the Robertses, who lived up on Kilbourne across from the Sherman House, Toma's only serious hotel. All of us, otherwise indistinguishable in color and odor from non-divorced kids, were universally sighed over as unruly and ill-fated because our mothers, who worked, usually as cocktail waitresses, had frequent conversations with a range of men that overstepped the community's threshold of seemliness. The best way to spot one of us broken homers was to organize some parent-intensive event like the St. Mary's father-son picnic, where my dadlessness made me stick out like a stork at the smorgasbord. Still, by late fifth grade, when the Servers game occurred at a roadside park over in Sparta, I was pretty well adapted to my stigma. Dad's customary absence wasn't the thing that struck me as odd that day. But something was strange, and I couldn't put my finger on it. I don't guess I caught on till about 30 years later. The game, because it involved all the St. Mary's Servers, included every grade from 5th through 8th. This in itself was weird. Normally, kids didn't cross grade lines in sports. 5th played with 5th, 6th with 6th, and so forth. However, every summer, with school out, games got organized by neighborhood rather than by grade, and age guidelines were waived. The Father's Servers game was a similar exception. I was a little scared of the 8th graders, but this was normal. Since time immemorial, 8th graders have been one of nature's most terrifying phenomena. Dinosaurs, when they roamed the earth, steered clear of 8th graders. It wasn't surprising, either, that I was the least competent player on the field that day. I lived in mortal fear of the dread hardball. Right up to the day before the Servers' picnic, I had never owned any baseball stuff. The news that the featured event of the picnic would be a baseball game plunged me into an abyss of consternation, confusion, anxiety, and diarrhea. Not only had I never played hardball, I was not equipped to do so. I had no glove. I spent a day begging Mom to buy me a glove. She spent that very day reminding me that we were broke, that she had about $8 to tide us over till the end of the month, and this was only the 10th. Subsequently, I prowled the stores downtown, Burris's Dime Store and the Ben Franklin, the Toma Hardware, the Coast to Coast and S&Q Hardware, and of course, the magnificent Toma Cash Mercantile Company, hunting for a baseball glove that could possibly fit into a budget of no money at all. The best I could find was a sort of baseball glove caricature, a webless, rigid oven mitt, vaguely reminiscent of the leathery device I'd seen worn by Dan Daly in a movie bio of Dizzy Dean and the 1934 Gas House Gang. I found this artifact at Steele's Rexall Drug, sharing a neglected shelf with barrettes, notepads, clip-on sunglasses, rubber change purses, swimming goggles, plastic rain scarves, and a deceased spider. The price was 99 cents.